Welcome to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, 89.1 FM, where we will be exploring the various ways people will be seeing in 2015 in Central Iowa. I am one of your hosts for this holiday program, Susan Franzen, and this is such a party that we actually have two new reporters from Community Calendar to co-host the first part of this show. Paul Wearson will come on later with our guests from Boone, Hawk McIntyre, singer, songwriter, and guitarist, with his manager father, Jeremy McIntyre. That should be quite an interview. But for now, let me introduce our new reporters.
Holly Davis.
And Belinda Merritt. Holly and I have been doing Community Calendar, and we're very excited to have a chance to talk about the people behind the announcements, especially on New Year's Eve.
Our idea is to give you a preview of the many celebrations for New Year's Eve, focusing on the musicians who are playing in our area tonight.
Most of the musicians are local, and we hope you'll be watching for them in 2015. Let's start with one of our favorite bands, Burnin' Sensations, which is playing at the Ames JC's New Year's Eve Bash.
I saw Burnin' Sensations for the first time last summer at Prairie Fest in Huxley, and I actually happened to meet my significant other there, so they have a special spot in my heart besides being very talented musicians, and they play good old rock and roll. So I think it'll be an awesome New Year's Eve bash at the Gateway.
I have Jessica Hansen from Ames JC's to tell us what to expect. Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, I'd just like to visit with you about the New Year's Eve bash that the JC's are having. Where will this party be held and what time does it start?
It is going to be at the Gateway Hotel in Ames, and it is from 8:30 p.m. Till 12:30 a.m.
And as far as tickets,
you can purchase tickets right at the door the night of the event. Please do bring cash.
As far as purchasing tickets in advance, is there a cutoff time for doing that?
December 30th.
I see.
So it's too late now.
Yeah, it is too late. So please do buy them at the door.
As far as entertainment, you're having Burnin' Sensations this year. That's very exciting. Is there a reason why you picked Burnin' Sensations above, say, any other band?
Well, we've actually been doing this New Year's Eve bash for, this is our third year of doing a New Year's Eve, and we have done like a DJ in the past, and we really this year wanted to do a band, just have a live band, have some really good music. And the AMJC has had Burnin' Sensations the past couple years at our summer series event, and they have brought in large crowds, and they're always a crowd pleaser. They play a lot of really good music and very upbeat, and the crowds really enjoy them. So that's why we asked Burnin' Sensations to play at our New Year's Eve bash.
And will they be playing for the entire evening?
They will. They'll be playing all night long. They'll take a couple breaks in there, but otherwise it's going to be an evening of live music. There will be hors d'oeuvres there, so we'll have food. And then at midnight, there's going to be a champagne toast and a balloon drop. So we're going to have lots of fun dancing, food, drinks. There will be a cash bar as well.
As far as the food, will the hors d'oeuvres be substantial enough, say, to make up for a meal? Or, say, if you're going to the party, should you eat ahead of time?
I would definitely say eat ahead of time. We're going to have, you know, cheese and crackers and spinach and artichoke dip and cake and candy and that type of stuff. But it's really meant to be more of snacking, and we were hoping people would, you know, go out to eat for dinner beforehand and then come to this event afterwards.
As far as options at the Gateway Center, will the restaurants be open that night?
I believe they will be, yes.
And you did mention that at midnight you're having a special toast?
Yeah, at midnight we're going to do, everyone will get a champagne toast, and we're going to have a ball drop and really just ring in the New Year in style.
Sounds like a great time. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about this event?
This event is put on by the Ames JCs, which are a group of young volunteers that are active in the community. Throughout the year, we do various projects for the community. We do Easter egg hunt for children in the spring. We just did holiday food baskets this Christmas season. So all year long, we're just doing different events for the community. So this is just an event that we'd like to put out there on New Year's Eve as a fun way for the community to get together and celebrate. So we'd really love to have people come on out on New Year's Eve.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Goodbye.
Bye.
And we'll close with Permanent Ink, which was written by Burnin' Sensations band member Ben Lyle.
Well, now we have a very, very different kind of music and a different kind of event. And we have Shirley Shaw on the line to tell us about it. Hi, Shirley. And would you like to describe the Red Friars dance party?
Oh, I would love to do that. Well, it's New Year's Eve, Wednesday night, and it's a dinner dance or dance, whichever you choose, whichever part you choose, and it's sponsored by Red Friars Dance Club. It's a dance club that's been in Ames for about 80 years, and playing for us, the big band sound, is High Society Band. Most of the members are from Huxley, and they will be playing music of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And the dance is out at Moose Lodge, which is out north on 69 at 644 190th Street. And it's just kind of broken up into 7 o'clock is a social hour with appetizers and a cash bar. And at 8 o'clock, there'll be a prime rib dinner. And we do honor special diets. It isn't too late to put that in. And then they'll be dancing from 9 to 12:30 and a champagne toast at 12. And the...
Well, I have a question about the dinner. This is, of course, New Year's Eve day, and it's from 7. People are hearing it at 7 or noon or 7 p.m. So obviously at 7 p.m. it would be too late to get reservations, isn't it too late already in the morning?
You know, we know how it is for some people. They wait until the last minute, and I think they always kind of allow. There's some wiggle room there if people really want to come. However, there is still the dance that goes on from 9 to 12:30. And the hoopla at midnight with hats and horns and champagne. So they could come to the door for dance-only admission. If you want some more information, I'd be glad to talk to anybody, and my number is 292-2333.
Can you say any more about the High Society Big Band? I know you were really pleased that you were able to get them.
Well, you know, it's always difficult to find a band that will play on New Year's Eve because the spouses of the band members don't want them to play. They want to go out. So they are doing this for us because they've played for Red Friars every year for many years. And neither Red Friars nor High Society is going to make any money on this. We just think it's time that Ames has a New Year's Eve party. They haven't had one for years. They used to have one, or they had for a couple of years, out at Gateway early on, but there hasn't really been a big band New Year's Eve party in Ames for many years. And so we just thought it was a good opportunity if they would play for us to start the tradition again.
Well, that's interesting that this is your definition of a New Year's Eve party. I think the other events think they're New Year's Eve parties, too. So why do you think that a big band dance is a real New Year's Eve party?
Well, I think the other one is a real New Year's Eve party as well. I just think the music is different. The JCs are having their bash, and they are having a band that I think I understand is well received in the area. But it's definitely music of it's just very contemporary music, and our music appeals more to those who are a little older.
Well, I think we ought to have a little clip from the CD of the High Society Big Band to show just what that music sounds like.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I'm glad you do. You will do that.
We have a cut for Cabaret.
Thank you.
Come taste the wine.
Come hear the band.
Come blow your horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. No use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Is a game
which must be played.
Come on alone, start celebrating. Set your heart a-palpitating. Start by admitting from cradle to tomb it isn't that long a stay.
I have a few other events in Ames before we move out to the county. The bands Dead Larry, Mumfords, Electric Jury, and Dr. Murdoch will be at DG's Tap, 125 Main Street. According to Nate Logsdon of Maximum Ames, this annual New Year's Eve rock and roll extravaganza returns with an outrageous night of entertainment that'll have you raging on the dance floor all night long.
Brad Myers will be at Mother's Pub, 2900 West Street in Ames, a somewhat laid-back alternative for those in West Campus Town who'd like something nearby.
Before we go further out of town, we have Jim and Linda Sills of the Kelly Crossroads with a South Story County alternative to what's going on in Ames. Welcome, Jim and Linda. Thank you for being with us today.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you.
I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the party you're having. What time does it start tonight?
It'll start with drink specials between 7 and 9, and then Casey Musicman will start at 9 o'clock singing.
And how do people get to the Crossroads, you know, say if they're coming from Ames or somewhere else in the county?
If you're coming from West Ames, you can take R38 or Slater Blacktop South. A lot of guys say it's 3.8 on R38, which is kind of easy to remember, so it's only like 4 miles out.
And is there a formal address?
1790 Giddings Avenue, Kelly, Iowa.
And I understand that you'll be having a shuttle service tonight. What towns is that available in?
That'll go from Ames, Huxley, Slater, and Sheldahl.
And is it available, say you live in the country, in a rural area?
We strictly have it mostly to the city limits, and we'll pick up right at the people's homes or other wherever they call and tell us.
Oh, say if someone's at another party somewhere, you would come to that place and pick them up?
Absolutely.
Great. And is there any charge for this service?
No charge.
That's wonderful. As far as entertainment, I see that you have Casey Musicman.
Yes, Casey Musicman. He was originally on The Voice, season 3, with Team Blake. So we are thrilled to have him.
Oh, I can imagine.
He was also on The American Idol. And he also opened up for Guthrie County's River Ruckus.
So he's had quite a career so far.
He has. And he's produced recently a new album, Between the Rose, and Driving Me Crazy, one of his songs that drove him to the top on the list, which let him, he was one of the top on the country music countdown, so he got a chance to play in Nashville.
That's wonderful. So he is basically a country singer then?
Yes.
And will he have a band with him?
He'll have his lead guitarist with him.
So kind of a small band.
Yep, yep. And his family will come with him.
Casey's a local Iowa boy, too. He grew up in Spencer, Iowa, so he's from around this area and went to school in Iowa, too. So
I guess you would consider him to be local talent?
Yep.
And what time does the band begin?
9 p.m.
9 p.m. As far as food, will you be serving any food that night?
Yes, well, our kitchen will open up at 5 and it'll close at 10. We have a full kitchen.
Full menu items. Everything that's on our menu will be available.
Okay, and then that closes at 10 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering, will you have anything, you know, any specials, say drink or food specials during the evening?
We'll be doing draft beer drink specials all night long, and then we'll, you know, do some food specials as well.
Great. And then what happens at midnight? Are you going to have a special toast or anything like that?
Yeah, but at midnight, Casey will do the countdown, and then we'll do a balloon drop and a champagne toast.
Okay.
Plus we'll have confetti, too.
Well, sure, you have to have confetti for New Year's. when does the party end? What time do you consider?
Casey will get done playing at 1, and then we'll close directly at 2.
We'll close at 2, and then we'll start shuttling everybody probably around 1 o'clock, 1:30, just to make sure we get everybody home in a safe manner. So even if you drove to our place, we'll take you home. If you've had too much, we'll take you home as well. So.
And it's okay to leave your vehicle in the parking lot?
Oh, yeah. We got plenty of parking.
Oh, I'm sure that's reassuring to some people. So we will close this interview with Driving Me Crazy by Casey Musickman. Thank you for being here today.
Song. You walk in after trudging through the snow in your soaking wet boots and cotton mitts. You took my breath, clean away. Wanna look in your eyes, girl, I can't lie, I've never been the same. Now it's driving me crazy knowing that you don't know or feel the way that I do about you, baby. One touch and I know it would last forever, baby. Driving me crazy, baby.
KHOI FM Community Radio, and you have been listening to a preview of the various New Year's Eve parties with live music taking place in Ames and at the Kelly Crossroads about 4 miles south of Ames on E38, headed for Slater. I'm your host, Susan Franzen, and my co-hosts have been Belinda Merritt and Holly Davis, bringing the community calendar to life with interviews and music. You just heard Driving Me Crazy by Casey Musickman, who will be at the Crossroads Tavern tonight.
Earlier, Belinda and Holly spoke with Jim and Linda Sills of Kelly Crossroads describing the shuttle service they provide to Ames, Huxley, Slater, and Sheldahl. If you want to call for a ride, the number is 515-203-0653. I'll repeat that, 515-203-0653. For a round-trip shuttle to the crossroads. And now, while we rearrange our studio for the last half of our program, let's listen to a cut from the new CD by Boone singer-songwriter and guitar player Hawk McIntyre performing She Talks to Angels by Black Crowes.
Keeps a lock of hair in her pocket. She wears a cross around her neck. Yeah, the hair is from a little boy. And the cross is someone she has not met. Not yet. She says she talks to angels. Says they call her out by her name. Oh yeah, she talks to angels. Says they call her out by her name. She don't know no lover, none that I ever seen. But to me, yeah, me means everything. She paints her eyes as black as a night now. Pulls them shades down tight. She gives a smile when the pain comes. Pain gonna make everything alright. She says she talks to angels. Says they call her out by her name. Says they call her out by her name. She says she talks to angels. Says they call her out by her name. Oh yeah, she talks to angels. Says they call her.
That was She Talks to Angels, written by Black Crowes and played by Hawk McIntyre, who will be our next guest. This is KHOI Community Radio 89.1, Story City, Ames, and the surrounding area. And this is our New Year's Eve preview, especially for those of you who would like a sampler of what's going on around the county as well as in Ames. And now we have two guests from Boone and Paul Wearson. Could you introduce them and talk to them?
Well, thank you very much. And this is going to be fun for me because I just love his music. It's just fantastic. Our guests are Hawk McIntyre and his manager and father, Jeremy. Welcome to both of you today.
Thank you.
And we're just going to talk a little bit about how things got started for Hawk. Hawk, tell everyone how old you are.
I'm 15 years old.
Yeah, he's 15 years old. He's already had several gigs around the county. And how long have you been playing music?
Probably for about 5 years now, professionally, playing around gigs and stuff.
And you're pretty busy. You've been at the BAM bookstore on December 20th, Boone Southside at 8 on the 27th. Now, on New Year's Eve night, tonight, you're going to be at Toby K's Hideaway. Tell me about that gig. What time does it go on?
It goes on at 10 o'clock. and we're basically playing at 10 o'clock because that's when the separate people come in, you know, and we just want to have fun and make people happy there.
And you're going to be at the Lucky Pig in Ogden coming on January 17th, so
yep.
You have bookings into the future. And Jeremy, tell me how this all came together. This is your son, Hawk, at the age of 15. You'd be a student at Boone High School, right?
Yeah.
Tell me the sequence of events here. How did Hawk get started?
When Hawk was little, he's always been into music. And before he could walk, he's plucking away on a garage sale keyboard and could put music together. And I was surprised, but didn't think a whole lot because I thought maybe everybody could kind of do that. But as he went, and we'd go to different places, and somebody would want him to sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow and things like that as he grew up. And he would sneak into my closet and play my guitar he wasn't supposed to touch. And I knew most times he was doing it, and I just let him do it, but still said it was off limits. And then probably 9 or 10, I showed him a few things on the guitar and walked away and went in the kitchen to make his supper or whatever. He thickened out the song, stuff that I didn't teach him about the song. I taught him maybe the first couple strings that was amazing. That I knew, well, he's going somewhere with this. And took him a couple guitar lessons past me. And probably after maybe a few guitar lessons, he did his first Pavilion Jam show and sang three or four songs and played them with a band. And he was raising money for a food pantry in Boone.
Well, you know, that's great because you sort of brought him along at a pace that's comfortable with him. And when did you finally start to feel comfortable in front of an audience, Hawk? Was that immediate or what?
Yeah, that was immediate. I've always felt comfortable in front of people. I've always started performing for my family, and we just kind of went on from there, just on stage.
So gradually you become more and more accustomed to it.
Yep.
But your dad has a great story about when you were a baby. You just told me that.
Oh.
Tell us about Chattanooga Choo Choo. I like that.
He had this flower pot that you push the button and the flowers would dance, and it had that old band music song on it. And if you played that anywhere in the house, even if he was sleeping, if somebody accidentally hit the button clear across the house, he'd be up in his crib and holding on. He just loved that song.
So he was musical. Just by instinct. And I had a brother like that. My brother could play by ear the piano at age 3. And so there's something about musical talent that's so endemic to the person that it expresses itself just because it has to happen. You know,
yeah.
It's part of their being. And it sounds like, Hawk, that's what happened to you, that
yeah.
You were instantly like music and you were comfortable with it. Now, in school, you sang in... everyone in school sings in the chorus. Did you do that sort of thing in school?
No, I haven't done that.
So you skipped that whole
yeah.
project and went right to professional.
Yeah.
When I think it was 5th and 6th grade, I think you're required. I think it was like the chorus.
Yeah, you were required to be in chorus.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And so one of the times he had the full audience, they had him come down with his guitar, and all the students would sat on their bleacher on the benches, and he played to everybody. It was a Sugar Land song or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, he played by himself, and so that was nice that Boone could recognize, brought that out, and let a student.
And he was the star of the evening.
Yeah, yeah.
No one expected that. Was that a good moment for you, Hawk?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. You remember that forever, won't
mm-hmm.
you? Now, how would you describe your music? What if we do folk, rock, country? How would you describe your music?
I really love the blues. I play everywhere from Lady Gaga to Garth Brooks to Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley.
So how long can you entertain a group of people? Can you do a couple of hours?
Yeah, this next gig at Toby K's, I'm going to be playing for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And that's all the strain I want to put on my vocals for now.
One after that will be 3, but we'll try to have some intermissions.
Yeah.
A vocalist, when you play with the band, you can last a lot longer because you have a lot of fillers, but when you're doing basically the bass, the rhythm, the lead, and all your vocals, it can really wear. And since he's young, I wouldn't want him to wreck that.
Well, you have a band, don't you? How many folks play with you?
Well, I have Matt Malin playing on lead guitar for me, and then I have Rick Sutterberg playing the drums. So
We're just putting that together now. He's never played, except for Matt came on stage for three songs this last couple shows, and it turned out really, really good. But otherwise, it's all Hawk. We're trying to put more, because he has a lot more fun when other people are up on stage with him.
So are all your band members from Boone, too?
Yep.
And when you were saying where Toby Kaye's hideaway was, it's so well hidden away that if you don't live in Boone, you might not know. You have to go to Boone to go there.
Well, it's on the main drag. It's on Mamie Eisenhower. Is there a big sign or what?
There's a sign.
There's a sign. It's not real big. Great food there, too.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, now you're telling me, though, that you expect a full house just back to back.
Yep. Yeah.
So you're going to be very crowded on New Year's Eve, and so you know you have a good audience.
We hope so.
Now, will your band be with you?
No, not on this one. Solo Matt Malin will be playing.
Yeah, he'll play three or four songs, and he'll do electric. Sometimes Hawk picks up a dobro, and the resonator guitar, and do some of the blues, and then Matt will cut through it with the electric, and it's a real neat sound.
Well, it sounds like you're really doing a professional job already. Now, how are you out there now? You have a logo, and I'll describe to the radio audience, it's a guitar, and on top of and amalgamated into the guitar is a hawk with spread wings, and a hawk logo. It says Hawk there, and it's beautiful. Your dad's wearing the T-shirt, and there's merchandise available, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So every big band has a logo, merchandising, and their touring and their performance.
Yeah.
And right now, the record industry is a lot different than it used to be. And it's a lot more accessible to the artist. And you can be on the Internet. And how does someone reach your music on the Internet?
We have a YouTube channel. You can just type in Hawk McIntyre and see all. I have a lot of DMACC stuff on there that I've done. Mm-hmm. And I have a Facebook fan page, Hawk McIntyre, and you can keep up with all the stuff, keep up to date.
So Hawk McIntyre, and you got to spell that, McIntyre.
Yep.
And Hawk, just like the name of the bird, so it's Hawk McIntyre. And I really like your logo. It's white on black on your dad's shirt, and you have sort of the same thing, or it looks like.
Yeah, it's kind of a wing. Yeah. I have wings on my shirt.
And your name is Hawk.
Yep.
This is not a slang name or a stage name.
No.
It's Hawk.
Yeah.
And what happened in kindergarten when you announced that your name was Hawk? Do you remember that day?
All the girls would swoon.
It's always a natural star.
Yeah.
It's always funny when the birds would go over and they'd go, Hawk, Hawk. You know how they sound? He used to look at them and go, what?
No, I can't imagine that. You know, when someone has a name Hawk on the stage, you assume that was an assumed genre or persona, and you were named Hawk. And so what's your favorite song that you've ever played? You have a favorite?
That's hard to choose. I have a lot of favorite songs.
Are there songs that you yourself have written?
Me and my dad have written one lately. We finished it. We've been working on it for a while, but we just finished it lately.
What's it called?
Picasso.
And that's still in the process of being put together.
We put it together now, and we played it at the Southside.
We played it once, yeah. It's still in the process of getting copyrighted.
Oh, yeah, be sure and do that, because people cover that. They have to pay you. You know? Mm-hmm. But I think you're going to play some music for us
today.
That's
right. Yep. What are you going to play?
My first one is going to be Pride and Joy by Steve Ray Vaughan.
Okay.
Here we go. Hawk McIntyre, everybody.
Pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm just a
the door, you see a man getting mean. She's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm just a little lover boy. Yeah, I love my baby like the finest wine. Stick with her until the end of time. She's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy.
Imagine a whole room full of people applauding and taking a bow, and several girls screaming in the front row. And then in our small studio here in Ames, I just had a sort of a feeling like it was a flashback. We were at Sun Records, and Elvis walked in and cut his first thing. And when they do the movie on Hawk, someone will have to play me as the person.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, because this is your first radio interview, so I guess it's the first time. Is it the first time you've played live on the radio?
It will be in the movie. I'll be dead then, but we'll be in the movie.
Well, we've been asking the other places they're having New Year's Eve shows what they're going to do at midnight. So what's your plan?
I plan to sing the New Year's song. And tried to sing along with the crowd.
Old Lang Syne.
Old Lang Syne.
Oh, wow.
There won't be a dry eye in the house.
Well, can you play it without the crowd? Could you play on Old Lang Syne for us?
Oh,
we're just going over. Started this morning.
Just started.
Yeah, it's one that we talked about when we were going to throw in. His song set, sometimes it's at the last minute. He decides and this is probably the artist in him, why don't I do this one? Why don't I change this song and switch it up and make it blues? As a manager and father, I get nervous. I'm like, no, just stick to what you got.
He doesn't want me to change it at the last minute.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got it.
Yeah, and then he usually pulls it off. But
so anybody who wants to hear Hawk McIntyre playing Auld Lang Syne is going to have to go to Toby K's on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
But I'm just watching your fingers with the strings, and I'm just so amazed at, I came from the rock, actually the folk music era, and a lot of people in the dorms played guitar, but they were courting, you know.
Yeah.
And that's just plain basic to you. You were doing all kinds of stuff there. And I'm just in awe of you about being able to do that. And good to have a close-up look at what your fingers do when you play the music. And the best thing is you have a manager who cares about you. He's not going to exploit you or – you wouldn't do that, would you,
Jim? No, I'm a manager and a roadie and
– and a father.
Yeah.
Well, you'll keep him in line on the tour, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
A bed check at the Hilton Hotel.
Or he'll keep me in line, hopefully.
Yeah.
It sounds like a good partnership to me for the permanent long haul, you know.
Well, before you go, could you play another song for us?
Yeah. This next one's going to be by Etta James. It's called Rather Go Blind.
Something told me it was over when I saw you and that boy talking. Something deep down in my soul said, cry, boy, when I saw you and that boy walking. So you see, I love you so much that I don't want to watch you leave me, baby. Most of all, I just don't want to be free now. I was just sitting here thinking about your kiss and your warm embrace, child. Oh, when the reflection in the glass that I held to my lips now, baby, reveal the tears that was on my face. And baby, 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 I'd rather go blind, girl, and to see you walk away from me.
thank you very much, Hawk. Jeremy, you must be proud of that.
Yeah, I am. I get lost sometimes. Just I hear him hundreds and hundreds of hours, and I still get lost in it when he sings and plays.
And, you know, it's fun to watch something at the beginning when you make decisions and choices about how to market Hawk and what kind of venues you want him to play in and the things that happen off the Internet. You know, the music business, when I was in radio way back when, you had to have a national or a big record contract. And now you can be exposed on the Internet, get a following. Yep. And
for free.
And then you might end up touring a lot.
Yeah.
That would be a dream. Wouldn't
it? Yeah, that'd be cool.
But I think the main thing is word of mouth and exposure on the Internet and taking the right venues. You might have a fan club building up there. Watch that Facebook site. That might be fun, too.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that Jeremy was telling me about was the choice of lyrics. And you know, many musicians, if you go on iTunes, you'll see they have their regular version, and then they'll have a clean version. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, is this an issue for Hawk? And what would you say to that?
It depends on the place. We usually don't use vulgar language because you hit a bigger crowd if you don't. You don't want kids hearing you do that kind of stuff, you know.
And even in a bar atmosphere, and there's some songs that he would love to, musically it's great, but it has some words, and if we can't change the words and it still fits the beat, then we have to leave it out. So you think even a bar, yeah, they've all heard it, but people are pulling out their phones and taping, and like a 11-year-old boy in Ohio that wanted Hawk merchandise for Christmas. I don't really want him to see, you know, what he might be looking up to, see him say, you know, bad words and stuff like that. So it's not that we're just
want to be
totally against it. Yeah, but it's an influence thing.
So you're a role model.
Yeah, in some ways, yeah.
Well, if a little girl comes up, Mom, can I go to a Hawk concert? Well, yes, you can, because I'm assured he's a nice boy.
Yeah.
Well, that certainly was part of Elvis's image when he began. Yep. You know, he's a boy from the South that sang gospel music and later got into rock and roll and that sort of thing. But there's something to be said for having more of a universal appeal and a chance to play, especially when you're starting.
Yeah.
A variety of venues. You don't want to be rated R right away, but you definitely want to be exposed to a lot of venues, and it's our honor today to have you as our radio interview.
Thanks for having me.
And this might be in the movie about Hawk.
Yeah.
And they'll say, what were those people's names that were on the radio? Well, I wonder who will play me, probably an actor who hasn't even been born yet. Anyway, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And let's say again what you're going to be doing on New Year's Eve. That's tonight as we broadcast. It's going to be Toby K's Hideaway, beginning at 10 p.m. and then through the midnight hour. And that will be New Year's Eve, Toby K's Hideaway. And then on January 17th, the Lucky Pig in Ogden. And that will be a nice, I've been in that place. That'll be a nice venue for you, too. So you've got a couple of gigs coming up. Anything else we need to know about the future, Hawk?
No, not that I can think of.
We're working on to finish a bunch of different songs that we've wrote more towards his style, where he wants to go with it. And the next CD we record at Forte Studios in Boone, it'll have the full instruments. This CD was a live acoustic covers, and just so you get that live sound and try to replicate what you'd hear at a live show. So the next one will be a more tailored to be the full band, and I'm guessing the way Hawk's going right now, it'd be like a bluesy stuff.
So it
maybe cross a lot of genres at once.
But you're lucky to have a pretty good recording venue right there in Boone.
Yeah, it's a great place. Top of the line stuff. We've learned a lot there. Hawk's helped a girl in Rockwell City record a song. She wrote some lyrics and had the guitar part down, but Hawk wrote the music to it. And then the guys over there for free did the drums, the recording owner of the studio, and the engineer did the bass. Then Hawk did the guitar, lead guitar, backup vocals, and vocals to parallel her. And it came out a neat song.
Yeah.
Same time, Hawk's getting a lot of experience in recording at Forte, because that's way different than live.
Oh, yeah.
And the timing of everything has to be perfect and spot on. And so it's a neat place. It's a lot of people like you guys having Hawk in for a radio interview. A lot of people out there willing to help. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that exposure on the radio is good. But, you know, I know people who knew Elvis Presley and, you know, saw him at Las Vegas or live. And then, of course, that's a different world than his recordings. And I think where Elvis really came into his own was as a live performer. Mm-hmm. Even though he had excellent recordings and a great songbook, people who've seen him play in person tell me that he was just wonderful as a performer. And you're right, those are two different experiences that are very, very separate from each other.
Yeah.
It's great to be able to do both. But the great thing about the music industry today is its universality and its accessibility to people like yourself who mm-hmm. are starting up. You know, if this was 1965, it would be very hard to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
And modern technology and the internet has opened things up very well. So, thanks a lot. Our people today that were in the studio were going to be famous, I'm sure. Hawk McIntyre and his father, Jeremy. And
Thank you. Good luck
to you. And remember, tonight, midnight, about 10 o'clock at Toby K's Hideaway in Boone, it's the New Year's Eve show featuring Hawk McIntyre and all his music. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
The Lucky Pig in Ogden, Salty View's acoustic review will be at 9 p.m. And in State Center, ring in the new year with the Electric Hillbillies at Roadhogs, 104 East Main Street, 8:30 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Yes, the Electric Hillbillies were in Ames at the bar a week or two ago. Also in Ames, something a little different, New Year's Eve bingo. A special New Year's Eve bingo event will begin at 6:30 p.m. at American Legion Post 37, 225 Main Street in Ames, and this is open to the public. Then in Nevada, a New Year's Eve party will be held at the Nevada Senior Center. This is at 1231 6th Street in Nevada from 6 until 10 p.m. They will celebrate by sharing a finger food meal, doing a little trivia, watching a short video, and playing a variety of games.
This is Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio. And today we have been talking with Jessica Hansen, Shirley Shaw, Jim and Linda Sills, Hawk McIntyre, and Jeremy McIntyre. Your hosts today have been Susan Franzen, Belinda Merritt, Holly Davis, and Paul Wearson. Local Talk is engineered by Richard Morrison. Music you heard included Permanent Ink, written by Burnin' Sensations' Ben Lyle and recorded in concert. Cabaret by the High Society Big Band, recorded live at Triad Studios. Rather Go Blind by Etta James. Pride and Joy by Stevie Ray Vaughan. And She Talks to Angels by Black Crowes. All played and sung by Hawk McIntyre. Our theme song is Backtrackin' by Al Harris and Tom Richards from their CD, The Ballad of Kate Shelley.
Well, we are now streaming live as well as archiving our shows as soon as they're heard. So, go to our website, khoifm.org, to listen. And for more information, you can go to the colorful posts on our website for each show. And click Read More for links to the organizations mentioned.
For those of you who don't know, this show is played at 7 a.m. and at noon and at 7 p.m. Same show. So this is New Year's Eve Day, and enjoy New Year's Eve. KHOI thanks you for becoming a member. If you have not joined KHOI, you have just a few hours left to make it before 2015. So please consider coming in and making it under the wire at 410 Douglas. So thank you very much for being our members and listeners during 2014, and we look forward to having you with us in 2015. Local Talk is a radio production training workshop as well as a radio show. If you would like to join the team as a reporter, like our wonderful new reporters, Belinda Merritt and Holly Davis, why, contact us at 515-292-2878 or at the email khoiradio@gmail.com. Your participation as audience or as member is what makes KHOI possible. Thank you for listening, and
see you again on the radio.